You can hear the birds. This is the dusk chorus. The fire crackling. We're surrounded by people. And we're here to see, well, hear nightingales.
I'm Sam Lee. I'm a folk singer. And I also sing with nightingales.
And when she hollers, cuckoo.
Why should I care about a nightingale?
Well, they're a very rare bird, but also they're a principal bird in our folklore and our literature, our poetry and prose.
Sing like a nightingale, it's part of everyday language.
Exactly. Once you've heard a nightingale, you never forget their sound and how important they are, how, you know, they are the song of the land.
Nightingales in England are a steeply declining species. We've lost 62% of the population in the last 25 years.
And you are?
Tom Stewart. I'm an environmental consultant working with Singing with Nightingales.
You like your birds?
I love my birds.
Do we know why we've lost so many nightingales?
Some of the coppice habitat in which they've thrived over the centuries has declined, not only as coppicing has declined, but as introduced species of deer browse it and make it a less dense thicket, and they love a dense thicket.
It's just after 11 o'clock?
Yeah. We're walking through a hornbeam and oak forest into the habitat of the nightingales to go and set up our stall outside one of their shrubs, their thickets.
We've been walking for quite a long time, the pitch black. I can't see my feet, it's raining.
What was that?
Nightingale.
Oh, that was?
Everything we hear is nightingale.
Oh, it's right there.
Yeah.
Cool.
There's one beyond it.
Oh.
They're so loud, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And we are still several metres away. Once you get close, your ears will start to throb with their sound.
We can go closer.
Oh, we're going to go right up to them.
That is one flipping loud nightingale, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's about how many feet from us?
We're about 10 feet away from it right now.
The nightingale sings. The nightingale.
You completely convinced me. The music, the nightingale, I could hear both. Were you surprised when you first did this?
I wasn't surprised. It sort of made perfect sense that one beast of nature would be like this, so extrovert and brazen. It just sort of, it felt like there had to be in England an animal that was not very English in its way. I know there's something very special here, and I want people to hear it too.